The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. $1 million raised for Spawn Together, Disabled Gamers Project. Stephen Spawn, who has spinal muscular atrophy, has reached his goal of raising $1 million for his fledgling initiative for disabled gamers, Spawn Together. The funding, which came through donations, will go toward gaming equipment and consultation for the Able Gamers Charity, a nonprofit organization that seeks to make video games more accessible for people with disabilities to help curb the isolation that many patients feel. Spawn, who himself is a gamer, is the chief operating officer of Able Gamers. The Pittsburgh resident set the fundraising goal last September for his 40th birthday. Through Spawn Together, Able Gamers' funding mechanism, $300,000 was raised in the first week. The rest came from events, gaming streams, and support from celebrities and social media influencers. Popular gaming sites such as GameSpot and Twitch supported the effort, as did the Pittsburgh Penguins National Hockey League team. "I am absolutely floored by the outpouring of love and support," he said in a press release. "When I set out on this journey, I thought we would raise a few thousand dollars. I massively underestimated the groundswell of support this amazing community has for things that matter to them the most. Finally, we are at a point where people truly believe everyone should be able to play." According to Able Gamers, more than 56 million individuals in the U.S. alone need assistive equipment to help them connect with others, particularly as COVID-19 persists and people are in their homes more and avoiding physical contact with others. Able Gamers is supported by a host of engineers, researchers, peer counselors, and developers. Spawn said he's so encouraged by the fundraiser's success that he plans to make it an annual event. He also wants the effort to continue after he's gone. "I learned a lot from the community while raising the $1 million, Spawn said. "People believe in the mission of Able Gamers and the importance of supporting disabled gamers. That's why I'm going to turn this into an annual event, trying to raise $1 million every year. And I'm not doing this alone. I'm bringing some of my most trusted friends who can keep this going even after SMA finally gets me. When that happens, I don't want people to mourn and be sad. I want them to celebrate and keep supporting people with disabilities for decades to come," he said. Through donations, Able Gamers provides people with disabilities, such as SMA, with assistive technologies that permit them to experience virtually what it's like to walk, run, climb, and even drive. The charitable organization also advises developers and publishers on the best ways to incorporate accessibility options so that their video games can reach and appeal to the most diverse populations possible. In addition, Able Gamers advocates for accessibility in myriad aspects of gaming, such as requiring subtitles for participants who have hearing impairments. It also raises funds for game controllers that people with neuromuscular conditions can use with their lips and breath. Already, the organization has worked with Microsoft on its Xbox Adaptive Controller. Because SMA causes progressive muscle degeneration, Spawn, while in his 20s, began coming up with novel ways to help him play video games. For example, he couldn't reach the keyboard, so he started using a dental scraping tool to hit buttons on a video game controller. Ultimately, he began looking for workarounds for other games. Spawn has said that while many people think of video games as a waste of time, they serve an important role in the disability community to keep people connected.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. My latest Dose of Deanne vlog is live on our YouTube channel. If you haven't already, I encourage you to check it out. I'm excited for this one. Although it took a lot of effort, everything has come together and I finally have my Jayco robotic arm. In this video, not only do I show you what the installation process is like, I also show you what I can do with it. You'll be able to see the moment it arrives at my doorstep, figuratively speaking, of course, because obviously I don't have steps. to the moment I wake it up out of its slumber. If you recall from a previous video, I struggled with certain tasks. Those were the first things I tackled with the new arm, and I show you in real time how it goes. I look forward to including the Jayco in upcoming videos. Do you have any questions? What would you like to see? You can leave a comment below the video or head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to add to the discussion. That's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.